Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He introduced me to his other coach. Eddie says, this is Mike. And Mike's grandson is playing on the...
he did not
on the
say that.
Yes, he did.
No,
yes,
he didn't.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. My grandson is playing. I was so happy. And Carla wasn't standing there because she didn't want it. Anyway, that's it. Yeah.
And this is his sister.
This is his sister. Yes.
When I went to their website, there's a picture of the sausage gravy.
Isn't it awesome?
I zoomed in on it.
Yeah,
well, I did.
Fat guys.
I said,
I don't know if you knew
I
that.
Want
Amy,
that.
I don't know if you're aware of the fact that our thin partner is off CEOing somewhere today, so he's not here, but we're the fat people on the show.
We are the fat people. Barks Root Beer.
Barks?
Yeah, B-A-R-Q. Barks Root Beer.
I thought it was Barges.
No, B-R-A-Q.
Is the G really a Q?
It's a Q. Barges Root Beer.
I always thought it was Barge. It's a terrible letter. It's a terribly written letter. It looks like a G, not a Q.
You know, it's another good soda? Sunkisp.
Well, no, stop.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Live from Podville Media in Washington, D.C. and around the world, you are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to the party, and please join us along with our friends in great places like Glen Eagles Golf Course, Stirling, Scotland. That's somebody who's having a fun vacation.
Yes.
Mount Rainier National Park in Washington, Ypsilanti, Michigan, Williamstad, Curaçao.
Curaçao.
And we say Curaçao. God damn it. Los Lunas, New Mexico, Netherlands, Antilles. The moons.
The moons.
Very exciting. Very, very exciting. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And our very best to Mike McIntosh, who informed Rob about an hour ago that he would not be in today. And not my employee.
Our show is like 10 little Indians.
Yes.
They're all dropping. And
you never know.
It's just the two of us now.
You just never know, do you? I mean, no matter what, you really don't know.
One does what one does, yes.
What I want to start with today is something very, very special, and it happens to be in our backyard. If we can bring our guests in right now for our Talking Head segment, Doug Miller and Amy Eldridge, and I'll do the very best I can to let them fill in the details on the story and see what we're going to do here with it. Because a few years back, right down here in our neighborhood where I do my show from and set it up to you wonderful people in Washington, D.C., I was driving out on a super slab referred to as Route 41 here in Fort Myers, Florida. Now, if you've listened to this show for any length of time, you will know that I have a great deal of fun with Florida. Hmm. I have a great deal of fun talking about the citizenry around here. I have a great deal of fun talking about the places where I've lived, the places where I play golf, and that's why a place I used to live, I refer to simply as Cocoonville. Because it reminded me of the movie Cocoon.
Right.
Now, I've been down here almost a decade, so I've been here. I'm a lifer. I've been around. And I will tell you that I'm driving out very close to where I live, and I see a sign on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. And it is an interesting sign. And I didn't know whether it was some sort of workout establishment. I didn't know whether some hippie was protesting against the current administration. I had no idea what was going on because the sign said, FK, your diet.
Now, was it March when I came down to visit you?
You've seen this place. Did you go?
No, we didn't go. We tried to go, and we couldn't make the hours work. But
it's a regular stop for people. It is a restaurant.
When you see it, it definitely is a head turner.
It is a head turner, and there was a lot going on. There was a lot of confusion, and I'm sure. Well, we'll speak to Doug Miller and Amy Eldridge, the finest founders of this establishment, and a lot of chat about it because you saw that, and it's like, well, I understand people want to lose some weight, but for the love of God, why are you calling it that? This is a wonderful story, and you know what? In this day and age, we need stories like this. And I really don't even know where to begin other than to say, this is a feel-good story about my neighborhood, and I'm so proud of these people and what they've been able to do by, you know, I'll let them tell the story and then we'll ask the questions, because FK your diet does not mean what all of you potty mouths think it means out there.
I thought
it
meant that,
yeah. Is foster kids. And with that, I will bring in the founders, Doug Miller and Amy Eldridge, who are the owners and operators of FK Your Diet. Doug and Amy, thanks so much for coming on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
We are doing well.
Doing great. Technology.
That's great. I don't know where to start because there's so many layers to this. There's so much up until Hurricane Ian down here that devastated Fort Myers.
Yeah.
But I think the best way is to start with how you started and how it began. The concept of a restaurant that is not just a place where people go for breakfast, but it's a place that gives back and gives back and gives back, and that's growing all the time. Doug, how did the whole thing get started?
Well, we were we got lucky in life and retired kind of young, and after a couple of years of being retired, Amy said, can we stay in Fort Myers for a while or Naples for a while? We were always traveling. I heard, let's start a restaurant, and she's not a good communicator, but we opened up, we Googled FK Your Diet, and the domain name was available, and we wanted to do something different in this space that hadn't been done before. We wanted to use the revenue to help support foster kids.
FK.
And so FK. And I mean, FKYourDiet.com was available. That shocked us, really. so we opened up, and the very first day we had like 50 protesters and 10 customers. They were
no
so pissed off at us because of the name.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So we just started going from there. And 5 years later, we have multiple locations, and we've been doing a lot to help the local foster kids in Southwest Florida, all of Florida.
Well, and that's just the start of it. Yeah, go ahead, Amy. Sorry about that.
That's okay. The history behind why we support foster kids was Doug was a foster kid growing up. He was in foster care for about 14 years and aged out of the system. So when he turned 18, they gave him a black bag with his little belongings and said,
"Get out,
get the F out," basically.
Wow.
And
the FK word there.
Wow. It's an amazing story that you have, Doug, where you talk about the fact that you didn't have the cool things that all the other kids had. You didn't have the latest toys. You didn't have the latest gadgets. You didn't have the latest anything, really. But you mentioned that you were always fed. And while the foster parents you had, or the first foster dads and mom that you had, would cook for you all, it would be kind of hit and miss, and then they'd hit on one particular thing, and that was always special, and that's where you developed your kind of interest and love of food. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's accurate. I mean, 9 out of 10 of the meals were horrible. So much of your food was given to us for free. Like one summer, all we ate was cake. I mean, the lady that we lived with got like free cake mix, and we ate chocolate cake, vanilla cake, and then when you got to the really bad ones like spice cake, and I mean just horrible flavored cakes that didn't make it to market.
You know what's really wild is that I'm doing that this summer.
Right on.
Good for you, Rob. That's wonderful. The idea of helping out foster kids was that's how this thing germinated. That's how it started. But did you know from the very beginning, and I should mention that at FK Your Diet, right down here in our neighborhood, Estero, Fort Myers, Florida, Doug and Amy hire foster kids, they hire homeless people, they hire ex-cons, they hire people that are, I don't want to get choked up, I am so moved by this story that I will tell you, you're the kind of guy, my son and I were in there maybe a week or two ago, and you were in there doing that thing you do, which is customer relations, mm-hmm. which probably comes from your sales background. And Amy, you were there too. And the word that my son asked me the other day, guys, he said, What is the most important thing? Dad, what do you think? Weird 10-year-old questions. Mm-hmm. What's the most important thing in life? And I said, well, in my opinion, it's love. If you have friends to love, family to love, people to love, that's kind of what makes you ultimately a happy person. And the reason I bring that up is because you walk into your establishment and you were there doing your thing, which is saying, here's what we got. This is the, you're not selling, you're just promoting the happiness of the place. And I felt that, and Amy, maybe you can help me with this. I felt at that moment that if I was ever to take a turn down a bad road and be down on my luck, I'd like to walk into a place and bump into a guy like Doug. It just, he gives that aura off when you go into the establishment.
Absolutely. Yeah. We, to your point that we do hire people that need many chances in life. And we knew from the very beginning that we were going to utilize every inch of every restaurant we used to help the community. So that was starting. We started that by hiring the people we hire.
And the atmosphere is phenomenal for everybody in there. It's so positive.
It's fun. The colors are fun. And, if you're with us, stay in our restaurant long enough, you'll hear us say, when everybody leaves, we love you. We have that personal connection. Our staff learns that from us. And, we want people to feel like this is their home. This is their place to come. And it's really, Doug exudes that love to the customers.
And there's an interesting way when you go into FK Your Diet, and I can speak from experience here, where you can go in and you can order off the menu, and they donate 5% of everything they make goes to community outreach centers all over, and they help the community. But you have an option of either ordering off the menu or donating. And and that's explain how that works, Doug, donation.
I'm sorry. These Zoom things, I interrupt sometimes. I apologize.
That's okay. Go ahead.
I spent 15 years in foster care, and I don't think I was told I love you or heard those words from an adult, from anybody that really loved me for my whole childhood. So it wasn't something that you put down on a business plan, like person walks in the door, say, I love you when they leave.
It just comes naturally.
Just, I love you. Man, if you haven't heard it today, we love you. And we do. Anybody that comes in, and the pricing on the menu was, after Hurricane Ian, we rolled up our sleeves and said, the cavalry's not coming and people need to eat. Since Hurricane Ian, we've given out over 500,000 meals, 1,200 semi-trucks of appliances, furniture, TVs, bedding. We're sending 2,000 kids back to school with everything, their backpacks, their new Nikes, their new everything. We just said, let's see how much we can give back to this community that's hurting so bad down here right now. The media came in, they lasted for a few days, and they jetted back to the next greatest, latest story.
Right.
So we had to do something. And we did. And about half of the people that come to our restaurant every day don't leave a dime. And they order whatever they want off the
menu.
They
want
the same food you get if you pay.
It's amazing. And I have to share with our listening audience that after the devastation of a 4.5 hurricane that in our area, right where we live here, you can go across the street and see totally intact, very, very well-to-do neighborhoods. And then you can go right across Route 41 and you can see people that have much less that just, shocker, happen to be in some of the worst areas and were decimated. Trailer parks that were just ravaged, regular homes that were ravaged as well. And then every day as I would drive by, and this is the thing that got me to want you guys on the show, every day, days and days and days, as Doug mentioned, long after the media crews were gone, lines every single day of people queuing up for not just free food, but people were dropping off donated goods there where people could pick those up. And your location right off Route 41 in Fort Myers, Florida, was a staging point for all of this. And you guys just made an impression on the whole community. And then I'm curious, how did the idea to you expanded, I think, at the Fort Myers location. That was number one, correct? And then you expanded shortly thereafter. And now how many places do you have around the state?
Five. Wow. Five. We've kind of shifted a little bit into, because of Hurricane Ian, so much need in the community. Last year, we gave about 100,000 meals to the city schools. And we started tracking the results. What's a meal mean to somebody? In Cape Coral, we got the at-risk youth population, the kids that are falling behind, together with the principals and teachers once a week for a catered meal. At the end of the year, attendance was up about 10%, a full letter grade improvement.
Wow.
We do parent-teacher conferences. Like, this is a big week for us. We had to shut our restaurants down for 2 days so we could do all the catering for the back-to-school events that we're doing right now. But you have 50 people show up for a parent-teacher conference. If you cater the meal, you get 1,000 families that come. And quite frankly, it's so easy to blame the parent for not caring about the kid's education or whatever, but reality, at least down here in Southwest Florida, is if a family of four or five goes out to Mickey D's, they ain't got $100 burning a hole in their pocket to buy family dinner. Mm. But if you cater that meal, the students, man, they run up to you, Doug. It's the first time my parents have ever been to an after-school event. You know, I mean, that, man, boy, because my foster parents did not go to an after-school event when I was growing up. I watched them taking selfies, eating a family. The teachers are happy because they're not sitting around with their thumbs in their noses, like bored out of their mind because nobody shows up to this thing. What food brings to the table is love. I mean, it brings everybody to the table. It's what we all do. And
we all eat for, all gather around the table for different reasons, whether it's a birthday, a death in the family. I mean, you know, that's how we...
Good, bad.
As a culture, that's what we do.
And
we do.
The total, not, you know, because you mentioned the 100,000 meals that you've brought, but the total, the last I checked, as far as donations of food, meals that you've given away post-Ian was, am I right, 400,000 meals?
Over 400,000.
Over 400,000 meals.
Wow.
Over 400,000 meals.
Oh, we probably do this to tell everything we do. I mean, Target gives us all their stuff that's about ready to expire. So we go and collect all that. We drive it into the community. We honk our horns. They come out of their houses. They take a little bit, or we take it to the center of the community and they all come in and share. So many people lost their cars down here. So you've got to get the food from point A to point B to get them to the community. They come into the restaurants and they eat. We bring it out to the schools. The schools opened up primarily. One of the ways they opened back up was because they would send word through the community that hot meals were being served at the schools. The people would come in and get the hot meals. And then they'd say, are you coming back to school? Or did you lose your house? Did you lose your trailer? Food drives the population if it's good. And
I want to get to that if I can. You're running over now, but I could not let you go without discussing the food. And Rob Spiewak, this is for you.
Yo, I'm ready.
This is a special place. We really haven't even touched on the menu items. There is a breakfast burrito that is conservatively, the size of a large beach ball that they serve. In this particular establishment.
Could you please describe it and please talk slowly?
I had it. And it's got, there are varieties of it. You can get anything you want in there. You can get bacon, sausage, chorizo. You can get all the stuff in there. And it's this massive thing. Now, we have to be honest here. You really are saying FK your diet if you go to FK.
We are.
There's just no way around this. You know. Yes,
double
go ahead, Amy.
Sure. Double entendre on the nickname.
And I had never, until the last time, I'm in between diets right now. And I had the biscuits and gravy. The sausage gravy is the greatest sausage gravy I have ever eaten in my life. And it's just, you know,
to reveal something, Mike.
Yes.
When I went to their website, there's a picture of the sausage gravy.
Isn't it awesome?
I zoomed in on it.
Yeah.
Well, I did. I said, I want Amy,
Amy and Doug, I don't know if you're aware of the fact that our thin partner is off CEOing somewhere today. So he's not here, but we're the fat people on the show.
We are the fat people.
Food is so such a great deal. And, from the what's the French toast? Those little strips that you build
French
a little. What's it called?
Jakey French toast.
Jakey French toast.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you our recipe. We use vanilla Oreo cookies, vanilla wafer cookies, egg, heavy cream, cinnamon, sugar, blended all together. We have our breads baked at a local bakery. We dip it in the batter, fry it in butter, cut it into Lincoln Logs, flash fry that, build you a Lincoln Log house, and smother it with a caramel syrup we call Jakey sauce.
Wow.
So what you want to do is when
you're
going over
there. Does it
come
with a side?
Bacon sauce in your hand. Or fried chicken.
Yeah, and call the paramedics. Yes, call the paramedics when that happens. You guys, I think really, you know, from protests out in front of your place to the pride of the community, that's a great story. Where does this end? Where do you see this ending as far as the expansion of what you're doing? Because this ain't retirement, kids. This ain't retirement, not even close.
Can I answer this? I'm so sorry. Amy does an amazing job. She is the most wonderful person to have by my side for this. The fact of the matter is we don't know where we will end up, but I think we have enough data to say that every community should have the concept. It doesn't have to be FK Your Diet. It
right.
could be Bob's Place or whatever. But if you have a restaurant that partners with the community, make sure that anybody and everybody that needs a hot meal can get a hot meal. And then they do the other things that we're able to do. We bring in a mobile doctor's office twice a month where people see free doctors, free glasses, free medication. It cost us $1,800 to put a plug on the side of our building. But it's like, we got the property, we got the building. Let's use this thing as much as we can and see how much we can give back. If that concept catches on, the sheriffs, they call you for the sheriff's camps, the at-risk youth that they're dealing with, the fire departments, the mayors, everybody in the community benefits. It's like, if you have a need, come over and see FK Your Diet, see if they can help you out.
Awesome.
No red tape.
Yeah, that's key too.
Wow.
And by the way, we've got a great audience, and if you want to check out more about this fabulous organization, it's a FKYourDiet.com. It's that easy. Go check them out. They've got a donate page as well where you can help them out. And you can, if you come down to this area, and I'm not talking just about Fort Myers, you can go to, they've got one in Orlando now. They've got one in Cape Coral, or as my friend Jimmy Cerrito, another fine restaurateur, once said, Cape Coral. Cape Coral and Punta Gordo.
Punta Gordo, of course.
Yes, that's what he said. God bless him. Jimmy be the kind of guy I'd want to alert to this.
Well, if Jimmy
enterprise.
Walked in there, they'd try to help him.
Well, there you go.
It'd be great. Amy and Doug, thank you for taking the time.
And bless you guys.
Very, very busy schedule. I'm proud to know you. You're going to be seeing a lot of me and my family, and might even bring the Estero Mustangs football team in one day just to hang out.
Love to have them. And
do that. Any last words that you, anything we missed to promote the biz or anything you want people to know before we say goodbye?
We love you. Thank you.
Yes.
Love you too. Thank
Please
you.
Please stay in touch.
God
really,
bless
really.
Both of you. That's awesome. FK Your Diet right here in Fort Myers. That's Doug Miller and Amy Eldridge.
So cool. You never told me about the medicine stuff and the medical stuff. That's fantastic.
I didn't know that myself. It's special and it's really, really amazing.
It's,
it really is. Thank you, Pony.
They're not
Thank
seeing
you.
That at home, Mike.
Very good. Oh, good. That's a good thing. I'm just seeing it.
That's right.
I've been wanting to get them on for quite some time, and just good people and doing the right thing. And no red tape because they just do it, which is what more people do. And with all the hate and everything that we hear about now, you know, down here especially, there is a lot of hate down here. There is. Any way you slice it. This place, pure love. Yeah, you heard him. It doesn't matter. They're not going to check your backstory.
No.
They're going to assume you're not going to try to beat them out of the price of a breakfast. And you go in there, and if you were down on your luck, you go there, and you don't pay a thing. And the line after Ian that they had was stunning. And then they compliment each other. He's low-key on the interview, but when you walk into the restaurant, It's like the salesman comes out. You got to try the sausage gravy. We got that over here. How about that? Do you want Jakey's French toast? And then I said, okay, Michael, get the lady.
Yeah,
get the lady over here. We want to arrange an interview. Something and, we'll
that you didn't mention is that they were able to open up two more stores during the pandemic.
During the pandemic,
that's what they're doing out there. I mean, that's pretty incredible.
All because of his experience as a foster kid, and you know, I've done work with comfort cases for kids up in Maine.
Right.
I've done work. God Almighty, there. I have to talk to Bill and Debbie Harvey to find out what's happening for them down in Haiti right now, as Haiti is melting down as we speak, and horrible things happening there. But I don't know. Just so many people get like a calling. I don't care what the, if it's religious, that's great. I'm happy. I'm happy with that. I think that the idea of taking a personal experience, taking your success and doing some good, and I'm proud of the fact that we've been able to do good things through this show by having people like Doug and Amy on the show.
Absolutely.
And, it is really, if you are planning to come down here and go to breakfast there, I would skip dinner the night before. That's just my
the portions they are
that.
Generous.
Now, when I mention the football team, and I don't care who knows the team, it's the Mustangs.
Yeah,
that's my son's team. And last night was the meet and greet. That was on the surface of the sun, the same place where they all play their football games.
Yes.
And it really has its act together. I have to say that once again. We counted. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
30 kids on my son's team. 30 kids on the football team. Seven coaches. Carla says it's eight. I thought it was just an overzealous
No, she was counting you.
She was counting me. No. No.
So they've got it. They've got their act together a little more than the Little League, the baseball.
Oh, my God. I mean, there's training they have to go through. They have to get certifications. They have to get, the head coaches have to get certified in a million different things. There are doctor's forms that, now, granted, you're going to be sending your child into combat.
Combat, exactly.
But it was so cool to meet and greet. Tonight, as soon as I get done taping this, we'll be getting ready to go out to the very first practice, where he is going to be in his gym shorts and his T-shirt and his football helmet. And are you ready for this?
Yeah.
6 to 8:30 p.m. 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours in that heat?
2.5 hours. The way this league is set up, they will not let them on the field to play a game unless they are properly prepared. So you've got tonight, 2.5 hours, 2.5 hours tomorrow night, and then let's see. So tomorrow is Wednesday. Then Thursday night, followed by a Saturday morning practice of 2.5 hours. So three practices, and it's a lot.
So
I know it's a lot, but boy, oh boy, they talk about character. They talk about good things, and I'm all in. And so is Mrs. O'Mara, believe it or not.
Okay,
all in
that's
on
good.
This.
Now he's wearing a helmet, but no pads, right?
Not until next week. They have to get the hours in without pads before they put the pads on. They have hydration instructions down here on the surface of the sun. First time I've played outside in Southwest Florida, where I was dragging my ass today to a point where I almost wanted to walk off. It was that ridiculously hot, as it is in so much of the country right now.
Yeah.
And really, just watching these guys, there's one guy, one coach that I like in particular, and he's the tough guy of the group, it seems. At least it appears that. There's some big dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, none of these guys would I want to mess with. But this particular coach is talking about, look, this is fun. This is fun, but we want to win. And I'm just inside, my inside, when I'm hearing him say that, you know, listen, we're all out here, and we're all out here for fun. And that's a good thing to be out here and to be having fun. But ultimately, we want to win, too, and we want to be prepared, and you win. Oh, by the way, how many kids know friends that aren't here tonight? Well, they're supposed to be here. Give them some grief when you see your friends that didn't come to the practice. And I'm sitting there.
Wow.
I'm beaming, Rob. I'm beaming.
Yes, you should be.
Yay. I love it. It's like kids need this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They need this. And then the president of the league says to all the parents there, if you have an issue with your kid, we can be another arm of raising your child. If you're having issues,
discipline.
And I suddenly looked at my wife and I said, we have another arrow in the quiver. And we did.
Yes.
He gets out of line with his mom, gives some disrespectful chat to daddy.
Yep.
It's to the coach. We will get to the coach. What's going on? What are you looking at over there? Is everything all right? Just checking. You were writing something
down.
Yeah,
because I'm making notes about the show, as I always do.
All right. I just wish we had more hands on deck.
I do, to be honest.
I wish we had more interns. How many hats are you wearing today? How many hats are you wearing today with Matt calling you half an hour before the show to say I'm sick tummy?
You know what? I really enjoyed speaking to the people from FK Your Diet. But had I known that Mac would not be here, might not have scheduled it for today.
There are a few bells and whistles that are required to you know, get me from Florida.
But we got through it.
You know, it's funny because it's me up to Washington, then you back down here to another location in Florida and get that done. And it might seem like it's a cakewalk, but we're not CNN. We're not CNN. So the last thing I will tell you about my experience last night, there is a dude that I play golf with, an older guy. He's a general. He is every bit general. He's a great guy, my friend Ed, and I like the guy
General
a lot.
Ed?
Ed, well, let's call him that. I don't like to do names, but he's
a
terrific
human
being.
Yeah.
And he's just incredibly fit. And we were chatting a month and a half ago, and I was telling him my son was going to play football. He said, where is he doing? I said, he's playing it in my hometown. He said, well, hold on a second. My son coaches up there. And I said, oh, really? Oh, what's his name? And he said, yeah, I think he's coaching your age group. Well, it turns out he's coaching 12U, not 10U. So he coaches another. And I've been looking for this guy. And suddenly I see this tall, chiseled individual walking. And I say, oh, that's gotta be him.
Yeah.
And I walk up. I said, you Matt? Hey, I play golf with your dad. And I've been looking up, trying to find you for a while. I said, hey, nice to meet you, Mike. And it's great. You play with my dad. And we kind of joke around with that.
He didn't punch you?
He's just a cool dude. Ed told me today he's like a triathlete. And he was a professional baseball player. He's a big dude.
Wow.
He's a very big dude. And then, so I'm wrapping up the conversation with him. He said, so he's not in my group. I said, no, he's 10U, not the 12U. And he's talking to his
under,
other coach.
12 and under,
said,
yeah.
He introduced me to his other coach, and he says, this is Mike. And Mike's grandson is playing on the.
He did not
on the
say that.
Yes, he did.
No,
yes,
he didn't.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. My grandson is playing. I was so happy. And Carla wasn't standing there because she didn't want it. Anyway, that's it. Yeah.
And this is his sister.
This is his sister. This is Michael's sister. And, you know, I'm just. Thank you. Nice. Nice meeting you, Matt. I hope you enjoy your
maybe I'll see you at the ball game when you're playing your professional baseball. If there's enough handicapped parking for me.
But when that coach said, we're here to win.
You gotta like that.
That's when I said, yeah. Now look, I don't care if they win, but I like that they expect them to try to win.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. And I've been through many Little League excursions where it's really place for dad to go.
Yeah.
That's what I used to call the coaches. A place for dad to go, or a place for college students to get extra credit. Not the case here.
Good.
This is serious business. These guys are molding minds, and they are molding character. Amen. Go Mustangs. I'm into it. Hit the music. We got to take a break.
I love the fact that you've got another arrow in your quiver. That's fascinating to me.
Yeah. I've got two, actually. I'll tell the coach if you misbehave, and if you're a good boy, I'll take you to FK Your Diet for an omelet the size of the H-bomb. I'm sorry. I was referring to Oppenheimer. We'll be right back.
The Oppenheimer omelet.
I don't know, fat man and little boy, is that what it was called?
That was us!
Horrible. Hey, parents, it's no secret that you have people who rely on you. Do you have life insurance?
Mm-hmm.
So they're protected? With Fabric by Gerber Life, you can provide them with the financial security they deserve. Customize a quote and secure up to $1 million in coverage for less than a dollar a day in just 10 minutes. It's all online and it's on your schedule. Enjoy peace of mind with a 30-day money-back guarantee and flexible cancellation options. Act now and secure your family's future with Fabric by Gerber Life. Fabric was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high-quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. You could go from start to covered in less than 10 minutes with no health exam required. Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/TMOS. That's meetfabric.com/TMOS. M-E-E-T, fabric.com/TMOS. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. Now you can play the new stuff, I suppose.
From the four corners of the Wide Web and into your digital device.
You.
It's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage, and we begin today with more on one of our faves, Paul Rubens.
Yes.
Who passed away yesterday, and tributes are pouring in for him. Here are some of the highlights. Tim Burton, who made his directorial debut in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which I didn't know. He wrote, "I'll never forget how Paul helped me at the beginning of my career. I would not. It would not have happened without his support." Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
Cassandra Peterson.
"I am crushed. The world has lost one of the funniest human beings who ever lived. I will miss you and all the wonderful times we spent together more than you'll ever know."
She was in Big Adventure. She played the biker chick.
Do you
not
happen-
as Elvira?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
she was. Yeah, he was one of the troupe of Pee-wee's players.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Natasha Lyonne, who made her debut on Pee-wee's Playhouse when she was six,
said,
"Thank you for my career and your forever friendship all these years and for teaching us what a true original is." That is for sure.
That is.
Conan O'Brien wrote, "Everyone I know received countless nonsensical memes from Paul on their birthday. And I mean everyone. His surreal comedy and unrelenting kindness were a gift to us all. Damn, this hurts." That one surprised me.
Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro, one of the patron, he said, "One of the patron saints of all misfitted, weird, maladjusted, wonderful, miraculous oddities."
That's
sweet.
That
beautiful.
I love
that. So nice tributes to the guy, and he deserved them. And it's really, really nice to see that about Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee-wee Herman. Mentalfloss.com put together a list of 13 lies that movies tell us. And these are good.
Okay,
I like these.
I like this.
All right, here's the first lie. All right, don't believe everything you see up on the magic screen.
All right.
A T-Rex can't see things that are moving. That's the lie. Sorry, Jurassic Park fans, but this dinosaur could still see you. According to a study, its vision is 13 times better than a human's vision.
I don't know about that.
That's appropriate. That. No, if you don't move a muscle, he ain't going to eat you.
That's a great plot point that was just invented. That's fantastic.
Doesn't mean a thing. It doesn't exist. That's it. Number two, you can walk away from an explosion without being knocked over. Best example might be Javier Bardem in No Country for Old Men, when he puts the gas tank explosion in there, and you just see him casually walking away. In reality, it doesn't happen.
I see
that,
and I think I picture that in like the movie Bad Boys.
Something where there's the
big explosion, they're walking away. Yeah,
and they're like aware that it's happening.
10-second aside, Mike. The season finale of Righteous Gemstones.
Yes,
has a fantastic explosion in it.
The season finale, I thought they just came back with a new episode.
No, they just, this is season 3, I believe, or 4, but the most recent season, they doubled up last night, or Sunday night, did 2 episodes, and including the season finale.
So
but
how
it's
many,
great.
After they took their break, they came back with new episodes?
I think,
and
they
how
did,
many?
I think they did 9 this season.
Okay, so there were like 3 of them left?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
right,
but it's such a good show. A lot of Baby Billy in the finale.
Oh, good. I'll have to check it out. Number 3, there's sound in space. That's a lie.
Really?
Battles in Star Wars with a pew, pew, pew,
yeah,
pew,
yeah,
pew, pew.
Awesome.
They're pretty loud, but in reality, sound as we know it does not exist in space. Just in case you were wondering.
That sucks.
But it wouldn't make for a very good movie if they
were. That's why we don't get a lot of listeners in space, Mike.
Let me see.
Buddy.
Number 4, astronaut helmets are lit from within.
That's funny.
Lie. Unlike Interstellar and Countdown, helmets are not lit from within because it would cause visibility issues.
Explain that to your son before practice.
Absolutely. Number 5, bald eagles sound majestic. No, they don't. The sound of a red-tailed hawk, my favorite bird down here, the sound of a red-tailed hawk is what they use in the movies instead of an eagle. The eagle is a kind of a cackling sound. That's what eagles
they
make.
They got bald eagles around my dad's place on the Eastern Shore. They're scary.
Do they really?
They're big.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I got to get my guns out. Hold on just a second.
Watch out for that. Just say.
So this one says that when you... gun silencers are silent. That's a lie. Gun silencers only suppress the sound of gunfire.
Right.
Not get rid of it completely. So, like you've seen in John Wick. So, my question to you is, does that mean that?
I think that's accurate.
Yeah, because you like movies.
I do like
movies. And that's the sound they make in the movies.
Well, it's certainly not silent. There's something there.
I've never seen a real silencer
used to
murder someone.
Let's go out to the range.
So I don't know.
You and me.
And number seven, when you're arrested, you get one phone call. That is a lie. Laws about making phone calls vary by state.
Well, you get one phone call in Virginia. I know that.
No, you do. You've experienced that. That's not appropriate.
No.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, moving along. Oh, wait, there are more of them. Hold on.
Oh, good.
humans are only using a small percentage of their brains. Sorry, Limitless. A person using only 10% of their brain is a myth. So we use more of it. That's kind of sad to me.
I use as much as I can.
Thank
all
you.
The time.
That's good. Grainy images or video can be enhanced to perfect clarity. It's sort of possible, but not like how you see in movies like Taken or Blade Runner.
Right.
Photo editing can't add facial features that aren't already there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they could take it like in the FBI and enhance it to perfect clarity, but I guess that's not the case.
No, but that makes a better movie if they can do that.
I get it.
Yeah.
Number 10, you can't file a missing person report until the person has been missing for quite some time. Lie.
Really?
They say it in movies all the time. That's not true. There is no waiting period before you can report a person missing.
So the next commercial break, I could report Mac?
You could. Yeah, absolutely. Dive right in. Call the cops. Number 11, you can suck the venom out of a snake bite. That is a lie. There is a risk of infection, and it can enter your bloodstream if there's an open wound in your mouth.
Boom.
Besides, venom moves too fast for any suction tactic to make a difference. So by the time you're sucking on it, you're not able to do it.
I think it depends on where the snake bit you.
Well, that's interesting. Well, it might be fun for you. Chloroform, this is the biggest one on here.
Okay.
This is the one that I really loved. Chloroform works immediately to make people unconscious. No, that
what?
Is a lie from the movies. It actually takes 2 to 5 minutes to work if there's an unusually high dosage used.
That's
so that
crazy.
Thing where they take the,
the rag.
You know, and the person immediately craps out. Can you imagine a 2 to 5 minute battle with somebody you're trying to knock out? Not real.
No, just hold this on your face for a while.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
And number 13, the human head weighs 8 pounds. Jerry Maguire taught us wrong. It weighs around 11 pounds, actually the same size as the burrito from FK Your Diet. So there's that, ladies and gentlemen. Now let me move back
Mike,
to the
you
thing.
You did not oversell that list. I love
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Lady Gaga finally posted a tribute to Tony Bennett.
Hey, Tony.
She said, quote, Tony and I had this magical power. We transported ourselves to another era, modernized the music together, and gave it all a new life as a singing duo. But it wasn't an act. Our relationship was very real. Though there were 5 decades between us, he was my friend, my real true friend. She added, quote, I'll never forget Tony Bennett. I could say anything to the world about this. I would say, don't discount your elders. Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Don't leave them behind when things change. Please, Rob, don't leave me behind.
Mike, I'm the last one here, aren't I?
Don't flinch when you feel sad. Just keep going straight ahead. Sadness is a part of it. Take care of your elders, and I promise you will learn something special, maybe even magical. And pay attention to silence. Some of my musical partner and I's most meaningful exchanges were with no melody at all. That's very poetic
that
and
very,
very
nice.
Beautiful. From
I like her a
Lady
lot.
Lady Gaga, look,
still
it's
do.
Lady Gaga.
Who is that in the wings? Is that Lady Gaga?
Gaga. And now a little something, something. Over in the UK, a woman went to a thrift store and picked up a bargain buy for less than $2 for her 4-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It appeared to be a toy gun that shot interesting confetti shapes. But when she got home, she read the packaging again, and the toy was called the Rainbow Pecker Party Confetti Gun. She gave it a test fire.
Yes.
And it released penis-shaped confetti all over the floor.
Oh, dear.
She quickly realized her mistake. She said, I bought this from the thrift shop for my daughter, and it was in the child section. didn't think peckapod, he meant actual mini peckers. I got it out of the packet and thought it looks a bit like, you know what. And then I fired the confetti.
Oh, so the gun too looked like it.
Yes. Then I fired the confetti all over, and to my horror, yes, thousands of mini confetti penises all over my house. Luckily, the daughter was young enough to think they were just shipes, which
That's
is wonderful.
Nice. Yeah.
By the way, the real Rainbow Pecker Party takes place at Dan O'Brien's place every Friday night. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, sirree. Wow.
You have a standing diamond invitation, Jackson.
All right. We will take a break, and we'll do something when we come back.
We
I just
really
have
should,
no idea.
Yeah.
I'm already exhausted. It's hot down here. Is that Elvis?
No. This is
sounds like Elvis.
A Beatles instrumental.
It's a pin, a pin, a pecker party. Shoot the confetti on the floor. It's a pretty party, pecker party. I'm sorry. I'll stop.
Yeah, you should.
That's not going to be edited. Please tell me it's not going to be edited.
No, it won't. But we might want to spend some space before we start the commercial.
I like it. 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime, but you can fight back. Discover Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement. You can take control of your hair health and improve growth, thickness, and scalp coverage. Visit Nutrafol.com/men, take the Hair Health Wellness Quiz, and get a personalized plan for better hair health through Whole Body Wellness. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS.
You know who's a client is Oscar.
That's wonderful.
He loves it.
Yeah, especially when he's CEOing. He likes
you want to show up with thick hair when you're a CEO.
Yeah, you get more deals done that way. Enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, that's Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code TMOS, that's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code TMOS. All right, where to begin? I don't know. I mean, you know what? I was so overheated today. Let me grab this. Hold on.
So what time did you go out? When did you start today?
8:30? Don't make my prompters going nuts now. God damn it.
But it shouldn't be hot at 8:30. It can be warm, but it shouldn't be oppressive.
83. It was 83.
Right?
Very humid down here, but for some reason, what really gets you down here, and for anybody that lives in real tropical areas or really hot areas, it's the sun.
Yeah.
Because down here, I've realized that you can live in a subtropical environment if you have an occasional breeze, and you have occasional cloud cover. What you get down here, thunderstorms everywhere.
Yeah.
And then pockets of places where you're under bright, glaring sunshine.
Murderous.
And it's horrible. And what's it doing up there right now? Are you
right
still
now,
under
we
the
are
dome?
In the no, we're right now. We've got pretty weather today, like a high of 84 today. And high pressure.
I'm so jealous.
I know. Well,
the first day it got to
me. You know what? We only got it for 2 days or so. But it sucks up here too.
In the bottom line, really, that what they've said all along is now happening, but happening at a faster pace.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's arrived. It's here.
It's here.
You know, 300 years, you know, we're going to probably all be blown up. That's the way it's going to go.
I saw a lot of people walking last night on the way home with umbrellas, mm-hmm. but it's not raining.
It's
They're
sun.
Parasols. They just
like they
need...
do in tropical countries.
Exactly. It's how did people used to wear hats and suits all the time?
This is an interesting story, and I am offering you a bit of hope right here.
Okay, I'll take
Scientists at Purdue, now I know, not the pharma company, but the school, they have created a white paint that, when applied, can reduce the surface temperature on a roof and cool the building beneath it. Now, the first thing I see when I read that headline is, what, do you paint the shingles? Do you paint the tiles? Like you paint the roof?
Yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, but I'm sure there's a way to do it. This lady's name is Julin Ron. She is a professor of mechanical engineering at Purdue, and she didn't set out to make it into the Guinness World Records book when he began. It's not her. It's the lady's writing the article. It's
okay.
A guy. When he began trying to make a new type of paint, he had a loftier goal, to cool down buildings without torching the earth. In 2020, Dr. Ruan and his team unveiled their creation. It is a type of white paint. Have you heard this before?
No, I have not, and I'm listening with great interest.
It is a type of white paint that can act as a reflector, bouncing, are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
95% of the sun's rays away from the Earth's surface, up through the atmosphere, and into deep space.
Okay, that's where you lost me.
It reflects the sun's heat and sends it out into outer space.
Yeah, but I mean, do you have
not in our atmosphere?
But do
that's
you have
what they're
to,
saying.
But do you have to aim it? Because
no, it's the paint. It's reflecting off the building. It's not like you're not aiming the.
Some of
the,
it would shoot
the
heat.
Penis party gun with this.
It was a pecker party
no,
gun.
No, don't do it. Don't. Well, last word, me. Don't let. Just listen. Listen to learn.
But
this is an actual thing.
But
it
don't
really
you think sun, as much as the sun that would be bounced straight into the sky, some of it would be bouncing horizontal.
It
would
I, don't
the
know.
Side, I don't know.
I don't know.
I know that reflected light and white paint in its own essence is going to conduct less heat than something dark, especially
a few
if it's shiny.
Later, let me tell you what happened.
All
a
right.
few months later, they announced an even more potent formulation that increased sunlight reflection to 98%. The paint's properties are almost super heroic. This is a big deal. That's why I printed this out
okay.
like 2 weeks ago. Super heroic is what they said. Let's see. It can make surfaces as much as 8 degrees Fahrenheit cooler than ambient air temperature at midday and end up to 19 degrees cooler at night, reducing temperatures inside building and decreasing air conditioning needs by as much as 40%.
Okay, that sounds good to me. I like
it
that.
It is cool to the touch, even under a blazing sun. Dr. Wan said, unlike air conditioners, the paint doesn't need any energy to work. And it doesn't warm the outside air. In 2021, Guinness declared it the whitest paint ever. That's why I thought you'd be
yeah,
interested.
Yeah, I love it.
It's since collected several awards. Let me see what I get to. As the climate crisis worsens, scientists have been urgently working to develop reflective materials, including different types of coatings and films that could passively cool the Earth. And there's, I hope I don't miss the big stat in here. The materials rely on principles of physics that allow thermal energy to travel from Earth along specific wavelengths through what's known as the transparency or sky window in the atmosphere and out into deep space.
Okay, so it's traveling on waves. It doesn't have to be aimed, in other words. So that's great.
He calculated that if materials such as Purdue's ultra-white paint were to coat between 1 and 2% of the Earth's surface, slightly more than half the size of the Sahara,
yes,
the planet would no longer absorb more heat than it was emitting.
That's
there
very that's very doable.
It's paint.
It's got to be really shiny. Don't you think it's shiny?
It's reflective.
Shiny?
I don't know. But it's super white and it reflects it. I have, look, if this is what kills me.
Okay.
You read a story on the fourth page of something,
right.
It doesn't get any attention.
Right.
Another doctor noted that covering half the Sahara or any contiguous surface with that much radiative material shouldn't happen for a number of reasons. There's the naysayer. God damn it. Among them, practicality, wildlife concerns, and weather disruptions caused by one region suddenly becoming much cooler. Don't put it all in the Sahara. Then.
Yeah, it's not.
Spread it out.
It's just using the Sahara as a size thing.
But spreading radiative cooling spots around the world could have global and local benefits, such as offsetting the urban heat island effect, which occurs because most buildings absorb and trap much more heat than natural surfaces like woodlands, water, and plants. This is exciting to me. While humans in such hot and picturesque places as Santorini and the aptly named Casablanca have long used white paint to cool dwellings and municipalities, they're increasingly looking to paint rooftops white. Dr. Wan said commercial white paints generally reflect 80% to 90% of sunlight. This means they still absorb 10 to 20% of the heat, which in turn warms surfaces and the ambient air. So the regular paint doesn't cut it.
You need the special paint. But you know what? They talk about painting roofs of buildings. That's how to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it just
because that
sounds
won't affect wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
And leave the Sahara hot. That's okay. But, you know.
Oh, by the way, do you know that titanium dioxide is also used in the vast majority of commercial paints? That has to be mined. So you have to get that out of the ground. You have to disrupt
I had no idea.
Geoengineering manipulating different processes to control Earth's climate has also been criticized for distracting from the root problem. Bite me if it's distracting.
Yeah.
Shut up. Anything. All hands on deck. It's 97 degrees here today with 104 heat index.
Can you imagine, Mike, if this comes to pass?
Yeah.
And you go to the disinterested guy at Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we got that paint.
That. Yeah.
Herman usually does paint. I don't do paint.
So the naysayer,
yeah.
Dr. Big Oil,
yeah.
Dr. Monday, M-U-N-D-Y, of course his name's Monday, he says, this is definitely not a long-term solution to the climate problem. This is something you can do short-term to mitigate worse problems while trying to get everything. Yeah.
So
what's wrong
do
with
it.
That, you
yeah.
hump? God, I hate it when people like, somebody comes up with a brilliant idea and the other guy's, no, I don't think so. I don't know about that.
Isn't that the paint you used when you were painting as a youth?
Yeah. Absolutely. No, the paint I used, Rob, was in Glastonbury, Connecticut.
Yes.
And we were painting 1,700 buildings.
Yes.
Buildings that were built in like 1750.
Yeah.
And it was oil-based paint.
Oh.
And even back then, 80 degrees was a warm day. And to be up on top of a ladder inhaling that.
Yeah.
You know, woozy. Thy name is Mike O'Mara.
Good
yeah.
fumes.
Woozy.
Yes,
woozy.
Fumesy.
Yeah, there you go. We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. I would like to take the rock quiz.
Okay, very good. I think
you
will enjoy it.
The rock and roll quiz.
It is a combination of rock and food. That makes it exciting.
I am very, very excited. I'm always excited. We'll be right back. It may be hot, but you can be chill with Dadgrass on your summer vacation. Their legal, organic, smokable hemp products are TSA approved. Enjoy the effects of cannabis with their low THC, high CBD pre-roll joints, keeping a clear head. Imagine having a single beer instead of a 12-pack. That's the awesome feeling you get from Dadgrass.
Dadgrass.
Explore their finest tinctures and gummies for all the mellow goodness. No smoke required. I promise you, you will love your flight. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Plus, it's TSA approved. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. All right, I'm ready for your rock and roll,
right.
Uchiku.
Every now and then I check out loudwire.com, and they put up a good list. I like this. The last foods that rock stars ate before they died.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the rock star, and I would like you to guess what their final meal was. Now, I mean, some of them are pretty common. Everyone knows about Elvis and the cookies and all of that. But
The
last meal. If you were Jim Morrison, what do you think your last meal would have been? And I'll give you a hint. He was in Paris when he died.
I would say that since it's Jim Morrison, he probably was not burdening himself with going out to fancy restaurants, nor was he burdening himself with cooking anything in the kitchen.
Right.
I could see him going to like an outdoor cafe and enjoying a croissant.
Mike, I'm terribly sorry.
What is it?
The correct answer was a sweet and sour dish at a Chinese restaurant and, quote, plenty of beers.
Oh, man, no wonder he's out of his gourd. He's eating Chinese food in Paris. Come on, Jim.
That MSG will get you every time.
Riders on the storm. I'll have the orange chicken, please. Until your life is born, riders on the storm.
I said, waiter, yes, Jim, I'd like to have the pork.
By the way, for all the golfers in our audience right now, occasionally when you're on a fairway and you're very far away, you hit your driver off the grass. It is referred to as driver off the deck. And to this day, when somebody does that, I look at them and I say, driver off the deck.
When you sing it, it sounds like you're trying to kill a woman.
The
deck.
No, of course not. Driver off.
Do they look at you like you're from another planet?
No. Actually, they can't hear me or see me.
Oh, that's good. Mike, here's a guy that you're going to think health food, but I'll tell you, it's not health food.
Okay.
Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead, his last meal.
Oh, so is this all last meals?
Yes. Now, Jerry
he's a man of larger carriage.
He is. And also, I don't know if this is a good hint or not. He enjoyed the meal with his wife, Mrs. Garcia.
So that could be anything.
Yeah.
That could be like, I would imagine he was a foodie. He looked like a foodie.
Yeah. He lost a finger to, I think, diabetes, maybe?
Okay. So he likes that good food.
Yeah.
He likes the FK your diet food. Can you tell me what meal it was? Whether it was breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
No, that looks to be dinner.
Dinner.
Yeah.
Ray Garcia. Oh, man, it can be anything because you get the munchies.
It makes me think of
the
ice cream, too. Cherry Garcia, but it's not ice cream.
It's not a, but it's a dinner meal.
It's a dinner meal.
I'm going to say Italian, and it was pasta.
He ate in an Italian restaurant with his wife. And then he died.
I get credit for
you
that.
You do. Full credit.
I get credit for that.
You
That's
do.
Awesome.
That's good.
I'm good at this game.
Mike,
fantastic.
This
yes.
one surprised me. Lead okay. singer of Queen.
This is a good list. A test. Like
Mike, it is a test.
Yeah, not a list. Not like those crappy lists you normally bring to the show. This is really good. I like your quizzes better than your list.
Thank Stop you, Mike. Me. You know what
just
I have to do?
Just go on. Don't worry about Just ignore me, please. This.
Fred Mercury. The lead singer of Queen.
Oh, well, he was not well
no.
At the end of his life. Let me see.
We have two reports here, so I will accept either.
I'm going to say dinner again, right? It was dinner?
One of them appears to be quite dinnery, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to say he's British, and
that's correct.
He's Indian as well.
He
right?
has some.
He
yeah,
was
he
from
has,
India.
Yeah, he has some of that in his blood.
But I don't think he went with the Indian cuisine because that would be. I don't think he'd do that. I think he had a steak.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Terrible.
This will surprise you.
The, yeah, the sesame seed. I'm sorry. Too soon.
Mike,
that's terrible. Yes.
Most people agree that his last food was spare ribs.
Really?
Spare ribs for Freddie Mercury.
That sounds like it. Now, that could also be a Chinese restaurant,
yeah,
too.
But also, another report says his partner tried feeding him a mango shortly before he passed. So I would have taken spare ribs
I'm looking
or mango.
Up right here.
Now, Mike, this
he
is...
He had one other thing. I texted you something. He had one other... I think there was one other thing that
was
he
there
had.
Was there one more? Hold on.
Yeah. It should be getting
Freddie Mercury's
to you,
last meal.
Yes. Thank you. All right, let's move on, shall we?
That
we
was
go.
Terrific, Mike.
Yep. I wonder what people will interpret that. Thank you. Thanks, Dice.
Okay. This is not someone noted for her eating. What was Karen Carpenter's last meal? Actually, we have two meals, and they're both dinnerish.
It's really, you got to be respectful here.
You absolutely do.
Oh, boy. Hamburger Helper.
Mike, you're closer than you think.
Macaroni and cheese.
She got shrimp salad from Bob's Big Boy with her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Carpenter, and then was still hungry and got tacos from a Mexican restaurant. And then she passed.
So was she in recovery at that point? I mean, that sounds like a rather hearty... She died due to her...
Anorexia,
disorder,
right? Yeah,
right?
And
That's
I don't know
I
if
heard.
She was a binge and purge or just to starve herself. I don't know. But mm-hmm. it sounds like she was on the road to recovery.
Okay.
One would hope.
Yum, yum.
Kurt Cobain from Nirvana. And I will say
you
this.
You know, you're teeing these up and the inappropriate jokes are in my brain.
Mike, I will say
I know
this.
What he ate.
Stop
That's
it.
Terrible,
no,
but
you
I'm
can't
sorry.
Say that.
I'm sorry.
And this is not a traditional meal either. But the last thing he sat down and consumed.
I'm not going to do it.
And don't text me anything.
No, I'm not going to play that.
Okay.
I'm not going to play that.
No.
But I really want
I know you
to.
Do.
I really want
Tune
to.
Tune in on
not,
the bonus show and hear the punchline to this joke.
All right. Let me see. It was a dinner?
It was. No, it seems more like a snack.
A snack?
And I will say this. I
Toast.
Have, I have
Toast the, and jelly.
I'm sorry, Mike. My hint for you was I have this item in my home, Barks root beer and cigarettes.
Barks?
Yeah, B-A-R-Q, Barks root beer.
I've never heard of Barks root beer.
That's, I think, Coke's. I think that's their mainline root beer.
I thought it was Barges.
No, B-R-A-Q.
Is the G really a Q?
It's a Q. Barges root beer.
Really? I always thought it was barge.
No, it's
barge. I swear to God, my whole life, you learn something every day on
this
show.
Aren't you glad you came to work today?
Let me just look at the can and make sure that I've got it, all right?
Okay.
Barge.
It's a silver, old-timey looking can, and I will occasionally enjoy a root beer.
You might be wrong.
No, I'm looking at it. I'm a consumer of Barks. See, this would be great to
have. It's Barks. I always thought it was barges. I always thought my whole life. I've had it multiple times. Barges root beer in a silver can. It's Diet. I've had that.
Were you on a barge when you drank it?
No, I just, it's a terrible letter. It's a terribly written letter. It looks like a G, not a Q.
You know, it's another good soda? Sunkisp.
Well, no, stop. I look at that. If you look at that quickly, I have thought all my life that it's barges and it's actually Barks.
Okay.
Barks root beer.
K&W root beer, another one.
And that's all that Cobain had was Barks root beer?
And smokes. A few coffin nails.
All right, very good.
Jimi Hendrix, Jimi Hendrix.
He didn't die due to food, right?
No.
He didn't aspirate anything?
No. That would be, you're thinking of Mama Cass Elliot.
I'm going to say a hamburger.
You know, you're pretty close. I'll give it to you. A tuna fish sandwich made by his girlfriend.
No, you can't give me tuna fish sandwich if I said hamburger.
No, but
you got to be a tougher quiz master.
I'm trying to help you out here.
No.
I mean, you're still reeling from the root beer mispronunciation.
It was a sandwich, but it was a burger. A burger is a burger.
And I'm taking it away. Mike, you don't get credit for that.
No. The stinky can of tuna fish was not, did not think enough.
Do you think that's what killed him, though?
The tuna fish?
Could have been.
No, I don't think so.
Tuna fish. Okay. What about Elvis Presley? I require something specific here.
Before he
passed? Yes, and Mike, this does not include pills. This is actual food.
We've done so many bits with Elvis.
I know, and you know what? It's nice to see it laid out specifically.
I'm going to say, are the hot dog rolls included?
No, Mike, I will say this is very desserty.
You have brownies?
No, he did not eat brownies.
No, that's around. I'm getting it confused with the location that he was in. Give me one more guess here.
Okay.
Desserty.
Dessert. And it's two items. And you know what?
It's ice cream.
Yes, four scoops of ice cream.
And inside the ice cream, he puts stuff.
No, it's definitely a side. It's a side dish.
Oh, it didn't go with the
No, and you know what?
It didn't go inside the ice cream.
As someone who hasn't...
Oh, ice cream and cookies.
There you go.
I remembered it.
Six chocolate chip cookies.
Six chocolate chip cookies. Is that a go-to? That is a fantastic
go-to.
Well,
ice cream and cookies is fantastic.
All right.
Michael Hutchence, the lead singer of INXS.
That was autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yes, he took his own life. I think by accident. Great singer, great band, INXS.
Well, if it's autoerotic, it's probably always an accident, right? They don't want that to happen, but it happens by accident.
Yeah. They're seeking a high of sorts.
That would be, he'd do that in the evening. So I would imagine it's dinner we're talking about.
Absolutely
here.
Absolutely dinner. And I've got specifics here.
Oh, man. Let me see. I'm trying to think. Specifics?
Yep.
The cuisine would have been also Italian.
No, I'm sorry. Keep going.
Damn it. All right.
This is a cuisine that you brought up earlier.
Well, that was breakfast.
No. This was another cuisine that you brought up earlier.
On the quiz?
Yes, on this quiz. This fabulous quiz.
Well, you brought up Chinese food.
It's not that.
I brought up steak.
Think of Freddie Mercury, what you said.
Tuna fish sandwich.
No, Indian. Mike, this is the last clue you get. Indian, right. This is definitely Indian food.
He had curry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, what was it?
He went to an Indian restaurant in Sydney and got chicken tikka filet.
Tikka
filet, chicken butter masala, and mushroom sagaloo.
Very nice.
A very big.
I take it you haven't been to many Indian restaurants.
I've been to one.
You don't care for the cuisine?
It's not so much that. It's just it's not horribly convenient. There's none around me.
Well, I forgot it's got to be on your street.
I like when it's on my street. You know who I went to an Indian restaurant with?
Yeah, what?
The Furniture Guys.
That's exciting.
Yes.
That's very, very exciting. Thanks
Keith Moon from The Who, the drummer for The Who.
I'm thinking every man... Cockney, British, rogue, very casual. Am I close with very casual dining?
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty casual. It's definitely something you could whip up at home.
Oh, man.
But it's not something typically British. I'd say it's more American.
Really?
Yeah.
Grilled cheese sandwich.
Lamb cutlets with steak and eggs.
That's British. What do you mean that's not British?
Steak and eggs?
That's British. Lamb cutlets?
Yeah, but what about lamb steak cutlets? And eggs? Steak right. And eggs.
All right, whatever.
Mike?
Okay. Yeah.
This last one is worth five.
Are we at the end?
This last one is worth 5,000 points.
Yeah, lay it on.
If you get this, you win.
All right.
Sid Vicious from the Sex Pistols.
That same thing I texted you.
That's right.
Did I get it right?
It's spaghetti bolognese.
Spaghetti bolognese. Yeah. Oh, I know Emily Blunt's recipe for turkey spaghetti bolognese, which is about the greatest thing in the world, and she made it with Ina Garten. Yes, Rob and Mike are doing the show. That's all we're going to do is talk about food, ladies and gentlemen.
Sid's mom made the spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yum, yum. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's compliment time. You'll
Not
hear
yet.
Carla's for me coming up. All right.
Now
I'm in trouble with my thing today.
It's Man Watchers Compliment Week, Mike.
Okay, hold on a second. I got to get all the way back here and do this. Right,
it's time for the Carla portion of the show. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Dermglow.
Dermglow. Thank you. Thank you. Are we at the? Are we at your thing already?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I got to save the compliment for tomorrow. I apologize.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought we had another segment. I lost my place.
No, we can postpone if you like.
No, that's okay. What? Right. Your flip side?
Yeah. It's great.
No, no,
but you
no.
can postpone if you like.
Right. I'm glad you're confident in it. It's so hot, concert performers are asking the audience to throw snow cones at them. So it's time to focus on your face, and Dermglow has everything in one place. Dermglow has everything guys and gals need to battle Mr. Sunshine, and lots of it is on sale with Dermglow. Enjoy fast shipping and worldwide delivery. They even offer Afterpay for your convenience. Enhance your loveliness with virtual skin consultations and find the perfect products for you. And if you can't decide, grab an e-gift card from Dermglow. Visit DermGlowSkin.com today, the ultimate facial boutique featuring facials and products by the pampering esthetician. She is the best esthetician. Reach out today and tell her that former child star Macaulay Culkin sent you. DermGlow will give your skin that Culkin boyish glow with just one application. So quit your sulking, be like Culkin. Here's a Mac Culkin fact. He lives in Paris. He's 42, but can still pass for 12. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
The flip side. We have worked together a long time, but you misinterpret me sometimes. I have full confidence in this.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yeah, and I really want to save it because I have to linger on this because there are people in our audience that will enjoy her impression of me, and it concerns something I did all the way back before I left for up north. So it'll be interesting. Oh, and by the way,
so a callback
tomorrow. The drugs are here. The drugs are here.
That's good.
My life goes back to normal.
When will you take the drug?
Soon as I walk into the office.
Oh, so tomorrow morning.
I'll open the front door 12:30, noon tomorrow. I'll walk through that front door, and they'll throw a hypodermic needle at my thigh. It'll just stick right there.
I'm thinking
there.
Like a crossbow.
Yeah. Tomorrow it starts again. And, the heyday, which has been happening really since Maine, is over. And
it draws to a close, yes.
Yes, it does. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Mike, John Sterling.
Yeah.
You know him.
Nope.
He is the radio play-by-play guy for the New York Yankees. And this...
Don't really follow the Yankees radio, so I don't know.
I think you'll recognize his voice.
Is he TV or radio? He's TV?
He's radio. He's radio.
Okay, he's radio.
WFAN. Right. But you know how the press box in a baseball park is behind home plate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad place to be at this foul ball. Here's John Sterling.
Now the 3-2 swung on. A pop foul back here.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Is that the guy?
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
This is what he sounds like, that guy. Yes, sir. He really hit me. He knocked my Marlboro Lights onto the floor of the press box.
He spilled my scotch.
Oh, my God.
But listen again, this guy should see the ball coming. That's his job.
Listen to the disinterest. And, after doing 10,000 Yankee games, listen to this guy going.
Now the 3-2 swung on. A pop foul back here.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Yeah. That didn't sound. And you notice the ow, ow doesn't sound like he goes right back. And it really hit me. You know? But his ows are like, ow, yeah, ow.
Joe Besser.
Now the 3-2 swung on a pop foul back here.
Ow. Ow.
Ow.
Ow.
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Not so hard.
Yeah. I think I've quoted him before. I think you've played clips of him before.
I have.
And I do the thing where it's like, and there goes the ball. I like those guys. I like them drunk and cigarette smoking.
Yeah,
when I listen
I do
to my
too.
Play-by-play guys.
Anyway, so that's what's happening in New York. Do you get popcorn when you go to the movies?
Yeah, almost every time.
Buttered?
Yep. Yes, sometimes. We usually put that... fake dust
on
it.
You know? Yeah. Well, if you have many movie theaters, in fact, the movie theater I went to this past weekend, you get the popcorn, then you can apply your own butter. You know, they have the pump out there.
Okay.
And the problem with that is so
can't
often.
Can't let Homer Simpson in that theater.
No, to the top, please.
To the top, please. Thank you.
Oh, watch, Mike, it's 3-2.
Now the 3-2 swung on a pop foul back here.
Ow.
Back here.
Ow.
Oh. Ow. God.
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Where's my popcorn with butter?
Jesus Christ.
Help me, please.
So the problem is they give you the full cauldron of popcorn, and if you butter the top, it doesn't get to the bottom.
I'm aware of this.
So here's a viral video that says what you need to butter your popcorn properly and why America's overweight, because they use a straw.
You come to the movie theaters, we all face the same issue. The butter goes on the top. After 8 good bites, it's over. Not true. You take a straw, you stick it on the buttery machine, you stick it in your popcorn, and you distribute it to the bottom of your popcorn.
He's actually using the straw as
attaching
a nozzle.
Attaching it to the spigot?
Yes.
Because it's a little stainless steel
exactly,
spigot that comes out, right?
And then you've got a nice, beautifully buttered batch of popcorn.
Yeah, I mean, there's really, look, let's be honest. I know we're fat and we always talk about food, mm-hmm. but the fact is there's nothing like it. There's really nothing like putting
good
butter on your
popcorn. It's great.
I love it.
Carrie's a big popcorn person.
Yeah.
And, she one time, after we dated for like 2 years, she said, you know what I hate? I said, what? She said, when you get popcorn at the movie theater that we're going to share, the first thing you do is put your tongue in and snag one kernel, you know, from the top because it sticks to your tongue. So you like take it and you just go... and pull it up to your mouth. She says, please never, ever do that again.
Oh, you mean like you'll be carrying it and you'll reach down with your mouth?
With my tongue, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is so, I am team carry on. That is so gross. You lick it, you like reach down and you mouth it, you mealy mouth it into your, and,
no,
oh, that's
if you put
gross.
Your tongue on it, it sticks to your tongue. Then you pull
that
it up like a lizard.
No.
Yeah.
You're sharing it. You don't do that.
Listen,
we've
done
that's
other
like
things.
Going out of the men's room, not washing your hands, and going to shake. It's the same
it's
thing.
Not, it's not like that.
Oh my God! You wait, Mr. Patience. Wait. Does that bother your digestive system at all?
What, popcorn?
Yeah, popcorn.
If no, it doesn't. Actually, I'm okay with that. It's still tomato reductions and peanuts.
No, with me, popcorn can occasionally, only occasionally, but it can be. And by the way, sharing popcorn is, have you ever been successfully able to knock one of the massive buckets back yourself?
No.
Really?
But I always buy the large because it's a better deal.
Well, I probably have been close. When I go with my son and we share a giant bucket, it's advantage me. I'm getting 3/4 of that popcorn.
Love.
And then I go to the hospital to see my gastroenterologist. Thank you.
I actually like putting a... Junior mints in my popcorn.
Is that true?
That is true. That's
you do that when
thing.
You're sharing it with your wife?
No, because you know what? She's not
do
a junior mint.
You lick the
person.
Junior mints when they're coming out of the box?
No, but I lick my wife.
Okay, thank you. Very
Mike,
nice.
How do you feel about bananas?
I'm really ambivalent, but I'm probably not a banana person.
Well, we got problems in Tilden Township in Pennsylvania. People are throwing frozen bananas at cars.
Okay, what is this?
I don't know.
First we had the artists on stage where things are being thrown.
Right.
And now people are throwing frozen bananas at cars. This is just like dropping rocks off bridges, right?
It appears to be a pickup truck, two-tone in color, and that picture actually has the banana in mid-flight. Five vehicles traveling eastbound on Hex Highway and a vehicle traveling westbound threw frozen bananas and struck windshields and other car parts.
Now, that's actually the officer. We have tape of the banana being thrown, which is here.
Now, the 3-2 swung on, a pop foul back here.
Ow! Ow!
Yeah,
ow.
He was just cruising along in his pickup truck, and somebody threw a frozen banana at him.
I didn't know it was coming back that far.
I didn't know it was coming. And let's close with this, Mike. Today is National Girlfriend Day.
Okay.
And comedian Anthony Jeselnik, who is quite funny, talks about his girlfriend and how she might be a little too sensitive.
She got really mad like a month ago because she had emailed me a naked picture of herself, which is a nice thing to do. But then I messed up and I accidentally forwarded that email to both of my parents. Now, my girlfriend is furious, like mortified, but I don't even care. Because now I've got to call up my mother and say, Mom, I am so sorry. That picture was just for Dad.
Happy National Girlfriend Day, Mike.
Oh, I love that. That's cute. I like that a lot. That's good. Way to go. Hey, salute to all the girlfriends out there. I've had a few of them in my day.
Sure.
Girlfriends, wives, occasional flingeroo, but, you know, not any longer.
No,
I'm
no
happy
more,
dude.
No more Gumars for you.
No, never happens. I won't be going to the Copa anymore with my girlfriend on Friday night and my wife on Saturday. All right, let's play the thing, for God's sakes. We got to get out of here.
We're playing the music now.
Okay, very good. I thought you were going to do your thing.
What thing?
Right? Don't you play the Mike O'Mara show?
Yeah, but you normally say goodbye.
Oh, all right. All right, goodbye.
Perfect.
Jesus.
Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Ha ha ha!